lot.
Butter?
Mm-hmm. Well, like, say if you didn't refrigerate it, if you had it, you know, left outside, it would...
You're talking about if it's not any good, or...
Mm-hmm. You say it's...
Spoiled, or...
Okay.
I never had anything ruin on me, I don't know.
And milk, when you let it sit and get sort of thick, you call that...
Buttermilk.
Or before you churn it.
Oh, when you let it get kind of thick. Flour?
Do you ever hear of curdle or clabber?
Yeah. Part of both of them.
What would you call it?
Well, if it gets kind of thick, I'd probably call it clabber. Or curdled.
Did your parents ever make anything? Did you ever remember
being? Yes, my grandmother used to churn. We used to watch her make butter. You know, she'd make make butter and we used to watch her do that all the time, and I think that's the only thing that we really watched her make like that.
Did you ever see any kind of cheese made from the clabber?
No.
And the first thing you have to do after milking to get the impurities out, you have to...
After milking?
Uh-huh.
Get the impurities out?
Like you run it through a real fine cloth or something?
Yeah, you... What would you say, strain it?
Okay. And you say, this morning at 7 o'clock, I... What breakfast?
I ate.
Okay, and yesterday at that time, I had already...
Eaten.
And tomorrow, I will...
Eat.
And... Someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
And do you ever hear people call that victual?
Yeah.
How would you hear that used?
Well, they just say, you know, instead of using food, they just call it victuals.
How does that sound to you?
Funny, strange.
if you were thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself a
drink of water.
And you drink it out of a
glass.
And you say the glass fell off the sink and...
Broke.
So somebody has done what to the glass?
Cleaned it up?
Or the glass has been...
Broken.
Okay. And you say, I didn't mean to...
Break.
And something kind of like a pie, and it's made out of apples, and it's got several layers of apples and strips of dough. You'd call that a...
Meat, apple pie? Is that what you mean?
Well, it's kind of a pie, but it's deeper, and it's got strips of dough and layers in it.
You said it's got apples in it?
Yeah.
Apple dumplings?
Okay. What about apple cobbler or deep
apple dish? Apple cobbler. Mm-hmm. Apple cobbler.
How do you make those?
Apple cobbler? Well, kind of like you were talking about. Just like, you know, with dough and apples and...
Did you ever hear of a family pie or deep... Apple pie?
I've heard of a deep dish apple pie, but I've never heard of a famous pie.
How's a deep dish apple pie different from a cobbler or regular pie?
Well, it's just a bigger, deeper pie. It's got, on the top crust, it's got little crumbles of, I really don't know what it is. It tastes like cinnamon and sugar and, you know, I don't know. It's just sprinkled all over the top of the deep dish.
Does an apple cobbler have a crust on it like a pie?
An apple cobbler? Well, yeah. I would put one on it.
How's it different from a pie?
From an apple pie?
Yeah, how's an apple cobbler different from an apple pie?
In my apple pies, I don't put the strips of the dumplings. In an apple cobbler, I would. Apple pie, just put the apples in the top crust.
What would you call it, milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you could pour over pudding or pie? Just a kind
milk
of
or cream mixed with sugar?
Yeah, a kind of a sweet liquid you could make and pour over pudding or pie. You'd call that a what?
I don't know.